Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Oh, no.
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this quick as possible. And we really appreciate your time. Are you? Yes, you are, right? Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you very much, sir. And also, just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, what's your age, please? 58 years old. We can definitely go ahead and proceed. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I always vote.
Okay, so you say definitely or probably vote in that case?
Definitely.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Depends on what you're referring to. You're referring to the economy, you're referring to immigration, what you're referring to?
Generally speaking, about now, pretty much generally.
The
direction in Japan. Are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed in?
I'm very satisfied.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And is that strongly or somewhat approved?
Strongly.
And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so as well. The Democratic Party, from 0 to 100, the Democratic Party.
100.
Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
Project 2025.
0.
Tammy Baldwin.
100.
Kamala Harris.
100.
J.D. Vance.
0.
The Republican Party.
0.
Thank you very much. Moving forward now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 is a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump's backed Supreme Court hasn't undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe versus Wade, taken away from women's reproductive rights, and struck down affirmative action laws which help people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan or forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. From 0 to 10, on how convincing you find it to vote.
10.
Okay, the next one is, if Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and police and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There is no telling how much damage he could do with a second term, but we do know that he has promised to be a dictator one day, on day one, actually. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power.
Okay,
MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for our more united future. If we want the history, our children learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race. We must vote to achieve that. From 0 to 10.
10.
Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends who, in return, take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Moving forward now, let's just go ahead and read the one that says elections have real consequences. Just one moment. I just didn't input that one. No. The next one will be, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a few short statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is a somewhat reason, convincing, and 0 means it is not all convincing reason to vote or support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that would reverse the overturning of Roe v. Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. Any number from 0 to 10 on that scale?
10.
Okay. Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescriptions, drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people get ahead. From 0 to 10 on that scale. Let's go. Thank you. Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accusing nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. Rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses, Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. 0 to 10 from that scale.
10.
Thank you very much. Moving forward now with the 90% complete, almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, from whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, and once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November of a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
And switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Some college, graduate or college? Just
college.
Okay, some college or vocational certificate.
No. Not some college. College. Your 4 years of college.
Bachelor's degree. Okay. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children 18 of age or younger living in your household or no?
Yes, I do.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. That's it.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.